Okay, welcome everyone as we start our last Amud in Chelek Gimel Mishneh Berurah. It is page Kuf Tzadik Hey, the last line. There is no Mechaber today, just a Mishneh Berurah. It's looks like a small page, but it's actually quite a difficult one. I'm going to try my best to explain all the different melachos involved in weaving a beged that the Mishneh Berurah tells us were not mentioned until this point, so he wants to mention them before we finish the main part of Hilchos Shabbos. So Zog the Mishneh Berurah, Vihine, the last line, page Kuf Tzadi, Hey Vihine, Ad Simen Zeh Beirarnu Be'ezus Hashem, the Mishneh Berurah, Kol HaAvos Malachos, until here, we already explained all of the Avos Malachos of Shabbos, V'tol Doseyem, V'gam HaShvusin Shegadru Chazal, Li'o Siyag V'gadu LeHatara, also all the Derabbanans. If someone wants to remember where exactly all the different Aves Malachis were mentioned in the Shaar HaTzion, or not really the Shaar HaTzion, in the asterisk on the bottom, on the page before, on Kuf Tzadi Hei and Aleph, he writes over there where all the Malachis are. So we already mentioned all of them. Levad, Mi Malachis Haitzah, besides for the Malacha of Haitzah, Sheyivur Emirtza Hashem Misimen Haba, which we'll explain in the next Simen, which is really short for not just the next Simen, but the next Chelek. Chelek Dalet will be about the Malacha of Haitzah and Erevin, which includes Mechitzis, Erev Chatzeres, and Erev Tchumen. The end of Chelek Dalet is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So, V'leinish Lanokiyim Lahatik Poi, here we have to mention a few that were missed. The Hainu HaMenapet, which is combing. When someone takes a clump of wool, he shears off of a sheep. All of the fibers are entangled and enmeshed one in the other, and you comb it with a hard comb in order to separate the fibers. Toiveh is to take those fibers and spin them into a thread. Mesech is, the way I understand it, in order to weave, you would use a loom. The way you would use a loom is there would be threads going in one direction, threads going in the other. The threads going north-south in Hebrew are called the shasi or shasi, and the ones going east-west are the ones called Erev in Hebrew. In English, it's the warp and the weft threads. I believe, I could be wrong, that warp is the shasi and weft is the Erev, but for all intents and purposes for this year, I'm going to use the Hebrew terms because that I'm 100% sure about. It's actually a machlokes in the Rishonim, but the Derech Klal, the shasi is the north-south or vertical, and the Erev is the horizontal, the east-west. So you would have to first set up your shasi threads, and you would sort of attach them to a bar close to you on the south side of the loom, and a bar on the north side of the loom. And when attaching those threads, setting them up, those shasi threads, in order to start the weaving process, that's called mesech. Nirin, making two heddles in English, or loops for easier English. What they would do is, in order to make a beged, you would have to set up, let's say, 100 threads going shasi, north south. And then you would take the Erev thread and go over under each thread going east to west, go back and forth and back and forth. That's very laborious to go up and down each thread. What they would do is they would attach every other thread, let's say every odd number to one loop and every even number to a different loop. And that way I could pick up all the odd threads at one time and throw the Erev thread in between the two layers of threads. Or I could pick up the even number of threads and throw the Erev thread through that. And that way it makes the job of weaving much, much easier. And when you make these two heddles, the batei nirin, that's a malach of oisa shnei batei nirin. If I did have a visual presentation, it would be easier to describe. But orik shnei chutin, someone who then weaves two threads, he puts the Erev back and forth two times through the shasi. But patzea shnei chutin, someone who breaks or rips apart two chutin, achas, we're going to explain now all these malachas one at a time. Aleph hasurik tamer, someone who combs wool, a pishtun, or flax, a shardvarm, anything else that has entangled fibers, and he's trying to separate them. The way they do it with flax and wool. Or the way they pull apart the wool to make felt. Felt is our black hats are made of felt. The way they make felt is different than the way they make woven begadim. Right, the shirt that I'm wearing, or most people are wearing now, is a woven beged. You have threads, and you have a loom, and you have a shasi and an Erev in the olden days, and you go over, under, back and forth, and it's woven together of threads. So you take the wool, you spin it into threads, and then you weave the threads together. Nowadays, obviously, they have faster and more efficient ways of doing it, but that was it's a technically the same idea. Levadim felt is different. What you do is you take the tufts of wool and you like pull it apart. Instead of it being in a big clump, you separate it to make it softer and thinner. And you take these tufts and then you put one on top of the other, you spread them out, and then you put some liquid there and you compress it, and it ends up somehow binding to each other to make this like this piece of fabric that's not really woven together. It's just like a flat or a piece of fabric of enmeshed fibers, and that's called felt. So to when you pull the tufts of wool apart to make them softer and thinner, that is also considered a menapeitz. The menapeitz agidin, if you take sinews from an animal and you separate them into separate the fibers into threads, you bang them till you make them into threads to use to for Sifrei Torah or tefillin. If you take the raw pishtun, the way it grows in the ground, and you actually comb that, and then you're chayiv from shemdash. They have the actual seeds over there that you are removing from the stalks, and that would be the malacha of dash also, according to the Chayei Adam, also dash. Beis hatoyva orech arba tvachim, someone who spins a thread four tvachim long, mikol davar hanitve, from any material that can be spun. Chayiv echad hatoyva satemer oy pishtan oy noitza oy sarais oy gidin, whether you're spinning wool, flax, feathers, hair, or sinews. V'chein kol k'yotze b'zeh. V'lav dafka b'kli k'gmoyshe karen spin riddle. Not only if you're using a spin wheel, a cleat to spin it, now even if you're going to use your hands, because hanashim I'll spindle. That's the way the woman would do it with a, I think it's called a spool, a spindle in Yiddish or Hebrew. Tovu, they would use their hands. If you take already threads that were already spun and then you spin those threads together, that's called shezira shekaren. If you look at your tzitzis actually have, they take threads that are, they spin threads out of the wool, then they do shezira, and they spin those threads, eight those threads into one, and each thread of your tzitzis is eight threads spun, shazer together, and we learned in Hilchos Tzitzis, shilohs, if you need shezira lishma, or tvi'ah lishma, ayin sham, but shezira is taking threads and weaving them, and spinning them together. If you actually make the felt, you take these different clumps of wool that you made, these tufts that you made soft and spread out, and put them on top of each other and compress them. That would also be considered a tolda of toiva. The Haina Masha Kurin, Kapalushin, and Pilshitzin, raise a tolda is toiva v'chayiv. You be chayiv for that. Gimel ha'isa shtei batei nirin, you make the two heddles. Chayiv ha'ayim etesis yamte per exayin, the Shabbos, the per gimel divar maschel, ben nirin, the veris israel, sharich bazet, and Mayrech explaining this exact Matzias. One can look at Mishnayos with pictures. Or they can Google different pictures of it. The Shtei Batei Nirin. Probably nowadays you could already just write in English Shtei Batei Nirin, and some AI will figure out exactly what you mean, and we'll show you the picture to explain how we are attaching every other thread to these heddles. And you have two heddles, and you have and attaching them to these heddles is considered making Shtei Batei Nirin. Now, ha'isa nafa a kivra a sal a svacha. Someone makes a sieve or a sifter, a strainer, or a basket, or a hair net. Oisha oreg mita bechavalim, or a bed that they're weaving with ropes. V'hu adin mekash or straw v'chol davar. The Reza told us oisa nirin u'mishiyase shnei batim chayiv. This can also be considered shnei batim nirin because the yisayin of shnei batim nirin is setting up the strings in order to be woven together in a way that you can start weaving. So when it comes to these types of materials, you don't really use a loom; it would be more by hand. But once you Rashi explains, Perish Rashi, the Hanach Lav Nirin Mamish is not Mamish Heddles. Elo Shemesharsher Umarkev Chud Echod B'Shesi Lomata VeEchad Mamalo Maim B'Shesi Ben B'Tikunai. You weave together, sort of like the beginning of a lanyard. For those who are old enough to remember what lanyard is, you sort of start off the lanyard. You'd weave together the chassis and the area in a way where it sticks together, and now you can start the rest of the weaving process. That is a tolda of Shtei Batei Nirin. They stretch out the threads. And two people hold it and they stretch out the threads. You want to make everything set up properly, the chassis and the Erev, and they shouldn't be entangled. So you pulled each string taut, and then they sort of banged it with a stick to make everything separate. That's called mesich, where you're sort of setting it up and getting it ready to be woven. You're not actually putting it into the heddle, where you're not actually having it ready completely, but it's you're stretching out the strings and separating them. That's called mesich. And once you actually start putting the chassis or the Erev one through the other, that is called weaving. Hey, a mesech. Where he told us mesech. Mesech, we said before, was actually attaching the strings to the bar of the loom so that they're ready to weave. And if you bang them with the stick we mentioned a moment ago, that's told of mesech. Once you're actually weaving and then you're sort of banging and separating the different threads, that's already a told of urig. That's part of the weaving process, not the setup process. Vav echad urig beged a bekanim. Whether you weave a beged or reeds. Aisha oisim chalinis mechatichas 8, which is lattice, where you're making these like wooden pieces, you're weaving together like those fences. Aisha oisim l'sachin. Some people would put it on their sukkah, the shayla on hilchas sukkah, if you can use it or not, where they would put it on top and they would put schach on top of it. Oy b'saris b'chol davar, or someone weaves here, chayiv. Now this here is when it's not attached to someone's head. Ba'kaleya niman b'saris b'chol davar, Ariza told us erig v'chayiv, someone who braids, he's not weaving, he's braiding hairs or threads. It's a told of oireg. Oireg is where you're putting you're weaving two different threads together. How would you describe the difference between braiding and weaving? Weaving is each thread goes over under and does not go around itself at all. Braiding, I believe, each thread actually goes over itself when you braid here. Right? Each part of the hair is going over under back and forth over itself. That may be the difference. I'm not 100% sure. Someone who weaves here that's attached to the head, that's not oireg. It's not the derech to do a riga when it's attached to the head. Natural here attached to the head will always come apart. That weaving here is a chelik of the malacha of boina. It's considered like you're building. Ayin sham, why? And how it's included in the malacha of boina. Derech agav, from this comes out to braid a sheitel or to undo it would be an iser on Shabbos. Hapitzeh shnei chutin zayin, someone who breaks apart two threads. The Rambam shamaytiyach chassis minei erev oyle hepech. He removes the chassis from the erev while he's weaving. Well, the rai v'shachatach shnei chutin achar hariga mina maseches chayim. After you finish weaving to cut out two threads, that would be pitzeh. V'tzrichin rei fi Yisrael yizara k'shetzrichim chutin mifaradim. The rei fi Yisrael need to be careful when they need separate thread shakar and knaitin, leitin alamaka v'leichin chatichas beged pishin afridin achutin. They put on a wound and they would take a beged of flax of linen and they would separate the different threads. Hab malacha deraisa. I don't know exactly what the mitzias they would need these threads for, but that would be kpitzeya to separate the threads. Calls them a look at mehar Rambam v'chayy adam azichut teres Moshe. This what we learned today is a leaket from the Rambam, the chayy adam, and the zichut teres Moshe, which the chayy adam himself wrote. Hadron alach. Mishnah Brura Chela Gimel V'Hadra Chalon Mazel Tov Mazel Tov. So I want to end off over here. Now that we've zeicha this monumental achievement to finish Chela Gimel of Mishnah Brura, I want to end off with a short vart, a nice little vart that's applicable to any siyum, a hadron that we say at the end of any siyum. In the hadron we say Kishem Shazartani L'Sayim, whatever Masechta or whatever Indian we're learning. Kain Tazreini Lahaschil, other Mesechtas or other Svarim, Ulisaimam, Lumud, Lulame, Lishmar, Velasis. So we say, Yiratim Mufanecha Hashem, the same way you've helped me to finish this Sefer, Mishnah Berurah Chela Gimel, so too you should help me, you should help us to start and to finish other Svarim. And there's a Ha'ara over here, I don't know. Rechavusa told this to me today, I don't know who he said it, B'Shem. But there's a Ha'ara over here that is not symmetrical. We say just like we were zeichet to finish, we should be zeichet to start and finish other svarim. We would think that we should be saying more symmetrical. Just like we were zeichet to finish this sefer, we should be zeichet to finish the next sefer. Why are we adding in just like we were zeichet to finish, we should be zeichet to start and finish the next sefer? That's the question. And the answer is the following. Because b'derech klal, the yetzer hara is not scared of people starting svarim. The nature of people is that we get inspired, we hear speeches, we go to see Yumim, and we hear how other people were zeichet to finish different things, and we get back and we start the next sefer. People go to the Siyum Hashas, and right away they start learning Maseches Brachas. People go to the Siyum of Areiser, right away they start learning Maseches Yevamos. People hear about we're finishing Chelek Gimel, and right away they're going to jump on board to start Chelek Dalet. And the Yitzhar is not so scared of that, because he knows that just because you start doesn't mean you're going to finish. And many people, they start with that Geschmack. Along the way, that fizzles out, and they don't finish what they started. However, when the Yetzer Hara sees someone that started and finished, he sees an Olam, a person, a group, that they actually finished something which they started. Now he's scared even to allow them to start. Now that they finish, he's like, one second, these guys are serious. If they're going to start the next Sefer, they may actually finish it. And therefore, we have to daven to Hashem. Just like Hashem Sha'azar Tani, L'sayim, this Sefer, Mishneh Berurah Chelek Gimel, Hashem Sha'azar Tanu, like he helped us finish Chelek Gimel, now the Yetzer Hara is on our case. Now he sees that we're serious, that we plan on not just starting Chelek Dalet, but finishing Chelek Dalet. Now he's on our case. Now he's going to try to dissuade us from even starting. It's so hard. Erevin's for so complex. It's for a big Rabbonim. It's not for us. It's not for us to figure out all the different details of Maseches Erevin and Hilchas Erevin. And he's going to try to dissuade us from starting. So we have to daven to Hashem, help us, just like we helped us finish Chelek Gimel. Kein tazreinu lahaskil chelek dalet. We should be able to start it. And once we start it, we should be zeicha also to finish it, just like we were zeicha to finish Chelek Gimel. And that's the pshat in the Hazron. And taka, we should be zeicha birchas hedyet to start Chelek dalet together, to finish it together, to keep on growing together, to grow from one another. I appreciate all those who send all the different ha'aras, the comments, the questions, those who like to argue, or those who like to agree with. I appreciate the back and forth from everyone all the time. I try to respond as quick as I can usually. We should be zeicha to grow together, to learn together. And taka b'misayim chelak dalad, mitzvah Hashem, mehera b'yameinu, we should zeicha to the geula, mehera b'yameinu, amen.